All right, on to phase three. And before we dive into what phase three is all about and why it's important, here's the thing that I want you to remember. And just remember, I say this at the beginning of every one of my private coaching calls, of my group coaching calls, of any time that I interact with anybody that buys one of my programs. I'm going to say it to you. And I think I've said it before during this program, but you are freaking amazing. You are an incredible man, a man with drive, a man who goes after what he wants, a man who sticks with things, a man who continues to make effort to become a better version, and a man who sees that something's not working and then finds ways to work on it, fix it, tweak it, change it, alter it, improve it. That is an incredible man, a kind of man that women not only respect and admire and are ridiculously attracted to, but the kind of man that women fawn over, women love, that women want to be with. So just know that as you go through this program, you are showing me and you're showing other women around you that that's the kind of man that you are. Please do not ever forget that. Drill it into your brain, and I'm going to help you drill it into your brain, okay? So here's the thing for phase three. And this is the Wing Girl Method's belief system and understanding with all of the research that we've done on women. Over 50,000 women basically have been interviewed to give the information that I'm going to share with you. The thing is that if you can't connect to women, you can't attract them. You can't date, and you certainly won't have successful relationships with them. This phase of the program is all about connecting to women. So now that you've completed phase one and completed phase two and know where to find women, now you need to know what to do when you actually see them. Because phase two really wasn't about women. That was about you. It was a continuation of phase one, building up you, building up your world, building up your social life, building up who you are as a man. So in this phase, you will learn how to approach women, how to talk to women, how to tease women and challenge women, and how to connect to women. This phase is about taking everything you've learned in the first two phases and using it in your approaches with women. Because after phase one and phase two, you're the man by this point. You're freaking sexy. You've got a full life. You know your boundaries. You know your wants. You know who you are. Hopefully you've done your style consult so that you look the part as well. Okay. So this phase is about taking all of that and using it in your interactions and approaches with women. So like, it's not just the women that you're meeting for the first time. It's women that you may have known for a long time who are going to start seeing you differently. So meaning it's taking the confidence, the leadership skills, the newfound self-worth, the boundaries, the good style, as I said, and the amazing social life you are slowly building and using in your interactions with women. So in phase one and phase two, I'm going to go over, you should have learned that you are awesome and attractive, that you have whatever you want, that you can get and have whatever you want just by asking for it and going after it, that leadership, confidence, and comfort are sexy qualities that women desire, that you have a life of your own and respect that life. Very important. That attention from an attractive woman does not mean that you give up you or your own life, that you do not need permission from anyone else to do anything. All you need is permission from yourself to take action. Let others reject you or tell you if they feel differently. And I hope that one resonates. Let them reject you instead of you rejecting you. Don't assume what women are thinking. Focus on you, what you want, and then let them tell you what they want. That you are interesting and have hobbies, experiences, stories, and value. That you are ready to start approaching and interacting with women. So before I go into deep instruction on how to approach women and have conversations that create attraction, I want to tell you a little bit about women. I'm going to share with you 10 things about beautiful women every man should know, okay? Because there are limiting beliefs that you have about women that are probably stopping you from interacting with them properly, right? Beliefs that you have in your head that you've told yourself or that somebody else has told you that makes these women off limits to you. So here's the thing. Beautiful women, they are freaking amazing to look at, aren't they? Even I look at them. The other day, I was in my car with one of my guy friends having a great conversation when suddenly to our left was a beautiful woman getting out of her car. Tall, long legs, short shorts, cowboy boots, curvy hair, and sunglasses. Both of us instantly stopped talking, looked at her, and then continued on our way. It was insane that a beautiful woman would have that much magnetic power over both of us. And it proved to me that everyone loves looking at beautiful women. We like looking at beautiful things. But everyone doesn't understand beautiful women. For most people, beautiful women are what they see in magazines or from a distance. They don't get to interact with them on a personal level. I mean, well I do. And some would say I am one, or maybe I used to be one. So here are 10 things every man must know about quality, beautiful women. Number one, beautiful women don't have secret powers. Yes, they may look great in tight spandex leggings, but they do not have superpowers. Contrary to popular belief, beautiful women do not have superpowers. The only power they have is the power of being attractive, and they get that at birth. And that can only get a person so far. Number two, beautiful women want to be approached. I am friends with a super hot actress in Hollywood whose name I cannot say, but trust me, she's hot and you know her. And she told me that if she ever wants to be left alone, she goes out in public. No one looks at her, no one talks to her, and no one ever approaches her. And the funny thing is, she would love to be approached. Most of my girlfriends say the exact same thing. Their major complaint is that they never get approached. And if they do, it's by arrogant, stuck-up jerks. So next time you talk yourself out of approaching a beautiful woman because you think she doesn't want to be approached, remember, she wants to be approached. You're not bothering her if you're a solid, amazing guy. If you go up and you waste her time by not having anything to say or wanting her to lead the conversation, then yes, you are wasting her time. But if, again, you're rock solid and you're freaking amazing, which you are, then you are doing her a favor, and you are doing her a disservice if you don't approach her. Number three, beautiful women have insecurities too. Oh my God, do they have insecurities? Yes, there are areas in their life that may have been easier because of their looks, but when it comes down to it, beautiful women have the exact same insecurities running through their heads as the rest of the world. Am I good enough? Am I a loser? Am I fat? Do my friends like me? Do I have friends? Is my skin bad? My thighs are horrible. Will that man like me? Will they like me for more than my looks? These things, all the insecurities go through their head. Plus, a lot of them have things that have happened to them when they were younger. They're not these perfect beings that just glide along in life. They're human beings who are flawed, have baggage, have things that have happened to them, experiences just like you. Number four, beautiful women are guarded and have baggage. As I just said, just like you, they have been hurt, bruised, and wounded from past relationships. I hear a lot of women say that sometimes people forget that they have feelings and that they are real people. And this is in quotes. Some men want to date me so that they look better and they don't care about me. I have had this happen to me many times and it hurts. It hurts to be used for your looks. This is a female friend of mine who is a model who said this to me. Number five, beautiful women want a good man. Do you know how often normal women get approached by huge douchebags? Well, multiply that by 50 because that's how many of them approach beautiful women. Why? Because most of the good guys are too afraid to approach. Beautiful women want to be with a good man, not an a-hole. Number six, beautiful women are not superficial. Some are, yes. Some aren't. You don't have to have Einstein's brain, George Clooney's looks, and Bill Gates' money to attract, date, and get a beautiful woman. You have to have all of these things if you want to date a superficial money grabber. Number seven, beautiful women aren't a bunch of stuck-up biatches, at least not all of them. Just like other humans, you come across some good ones and you come across some bad ones. I know it's easier to think all beautiful women, or people for that matter, are stuck-up jerks, but they're not. Number eight, beautiful women have brains and want to have interesting conversations. In fact, some of my most intelligent friends are ridiculously beautiful women. Beautiful women can also have brains and personality to match their looks, just like everybody else there, just like the fives and sixes and sevens in the world. Number nine, beautiful women don't want to be approached with some complaint about their looks. Beautiful women don't want to just be beautiful. Like all other women, they want to be heard, seen, and understood. If you want to really get a beautiful woman, compliment her on her at the core, who she is as a person, the things that she's done with her life, not the way that she looks. She already knows she's hot. Now tell her something she doesn't know or she's potentially not aware of or insecure about. Number 10, there is no right thing to say to a beautiful woman. I have said this time and time again. There is no magic panty dropping line that a man can say that will make a woman want them instantly. Line up 10 guys in front of me, all saying the exact same pickup line, and guaranteed I will have a different reaction to each of them. Some I'm going to love, some I'm going to hate, and some will creep me out. It's not about what you say. It's about the man who says it. Character, character, character. This is a bonus one. Like all other women, beautiful women are just people. Number 11 is the most important one of all. Beautiful women are just people, so stop putting them up on almighty pedestals. Being attractive is simply one skill set that a beautiful woman literally wears on her sleeve. As you know from previous phases, you have attractive skill sets. In fact, you identified 10 attractive things about you, which means that your 10 things trump her one. Now, I want to help you turn the tables with women. I'm giving you the power to be the selector and the evaluator. No longer will you try to impress a woman or try to figure out how to make her want you. Instead, you're going to respect yourself and let hot, amazing women win you over. So why are we doing this? Why are you doing this? Because you're awesome. And it's time to start acknowledging it. There's a fine line between arrogance and confidence. People already know you are a good guy, so they won't get confused and think you're a dick if you start acting more assertive. From here on out, no more devaluing yourself because of an attractive woman. You are going to start going after what you want rather than simply taking what you would get, what you can get. No more low-hanging fruit for you. You're a 10. Go after a 10. Okay? You are amazing. Go after amazing. You have every right to do so. You are built to approach, conquer, and procreate. And the only thing that is stopping you from fulfilling your manly duties is that thing on top of your neck, which is your head. Overthinking your actions can sometimes deter us from doing them. Action is your best teacher and the most empowering step you can take. So moving forward, I do not want you to think about approaching. I want you to just do it. Inaction leads to static. Sorry, inaction leaves you static. Action pushes you forward, whether it's good or bad, it's definitive. This means that you can celebrate or move on rather than wasting time wondering, oh, what if I did this? From now on, there is no more wasting time and opportunity. So far during this program, if you've been following along, which you should be, I've had you climbing your way up the approach ladder. You've approached random people and women you are not attracted to. You've said hi and started a conversation using open-ended questions. You've shared and you've listened. You've also activated your social life, which means you have interesting things to tell people. You have interesting things that you are doing right now. So I know that you are ready to fine-tune and target women. Now, let's talk about and tackle why you feel like you have so much more invested in approaching women who you're attracted to. Why is that? What, apart from a gorgeous smile, makes her so much harder than all the other people you've been speaking to? I want us to remove this pressure so that approaching a hot, amazing woman can be considered fun and not a scary task that you would rather avoid. Over the last couple of decades of working with thousands of men from all over the world, I have discovered that the number one reason men have approach anxiety is because they tend to attach a huge outcome to their approach. For example, I'm going to approach that smoking hot girl, ask her for a number, and go on a date, and she's going to be totally attracted to me, and that we're going to have sex. That's a huge expectation. Of course, you're going to get psyched out by it. The only thing you know about this girl is that she's hot, and her looks have caught your attention. You have no idea if you want her number, and you definitely don't know if you want to spend time and money talking to her. And if you knew that already, what does that say about you? That just because she's pretty, you want to give yourself to her, your time, your energy, your money? Think about that. The approach and conversation manual that is in your next assignment will give you guidance on how to set new intentions for yourself so that these huge expectations become a thing of the past. As well, in the get off your butt exercises for this phase, I really want you to check out the reverse drilling effect exercise. It's really good. Okay, so I want to break one more myth about women that will help you in these upcoming weeks. This is the myth that states that there are specific things to talk to women about that will make them more attracted to you. The truth is, it's not about what you say. It's about how you say it. So what do you talk to women about? Anything and everything. If there is passion, if there's interest, if there's honesty, if there's intrigue, if there's curiosity, if there's emotion behind your words, a woman will be interested in anything that you have to talk about. And this is all explained in this phase's workbook. Also, check out Show Me Your Passion exercise. Actually, check out all the exercises, but those were the two that I really wanted you to focus on. The Show Me Your Passions exercise in the workbooks. One more thing I do want to say about talking to women that I actually don't have as part of the book. So here's like a little extra tip. If you don't know what to say, say what you know, okay? It's very similar to the missions guidance that I talk about in the Attractive Conversations manual, but a quick way to remember that is if you don't know what to say, say what you know. Because when you freeze up, when you're talking to an attractive woman, you're trying to pull from conversation from all over the world, and it's not easy to do. But if you just think, what am I doing right now? What do I know right now? What do I know to be true? Pull from that conversation, and you can also prepare by having those things ready in your back pocket so that if you do freeze up, you have conversation to pull from. Okay, so in this phase, how are we going to do this? Okay, you're going to watch the Girls Night Confessional video for this phase. Then in this phase's workbook, you will find the manual for approaching and creating attractive conversation. I want you to download that manual and then read it. The next step in the approach ladder is also in there as well. And this phase has 10 different get off your butt exercises. Again, do not worry about racing through everything. Just work on each thing one by one. I know it seems like a lot, but these exercises are essential and they require very little time and they can be done while you're out and about. Again, if you have any questions, contact me. Most importantly, remember to have fun. And if you get frustrated, write me. If you have questions, write me. If you have aha moments and success stories, write me. I want to hear about all of it, okay? Insider@winggirlmethod.com. Have fun.